Sunday, did you see instances where you may have held the ball too long, and how do you balance really wanting to make a play with, you know, trying to
get it? Yeah, there's a little bit of that every game. You know, there's a little bit. You miss guys. You miss protections. You know, those things happen. And so, yeah, there were some times, again, just like every other game, where going back, watching the tape, maybe you could have just taken the underneath route or something. But, again, there's a fine line every week of knowing when to get rid of the ball and when to kind of hold on to it to make that play. So, yeah.
With the addition of a high-profile player like Jay, how do you bring him into the fold and make him part of, get him in tune with the culture in the locker room?
Yeah, so I got a chance to speak with Jay. I texted him yesterday, just talked to him a little bit. He seems like he'll be a great fit. Great fit for this team, great fit for this locker room. I don't foresee any issues with that. And you know, we're excited. Anytime you can add talent like that, a player of his caliber, you know, we'll see how quickly he picks up on the offense and everything that goes with that. So who knows exactly how that'll all play out, but I'm excited that we can pick up a guy as talented as he is.
How much can you help him on the foot?
What's that?
How'd you first find out?
I heard just about the same way everybody else.
Is there any worry given the role you guys are on and the chemistry you guys seem to have in the locker room about adding any pieces?
I don't think so with Jay. You know, that's something, you know, you never want to kind of mess with that mojo, so to speak. But I think this move is something that I don't think anyone's really concerned about. You know, I think, again, I got a chance to speak with him. He seems like he's a great fit and a great guy and a heck of a ball player. So, yeah, I don't foresee that being an issue whatsoever. And we have such good leadership, such good veterans that if there is any of that, that'll get squished real quick. So I'm pretty confident we'll be fine.
From a football standpoint, how much can you help him kind of get caught up?
Yeah, I mean, that's on coaches, that's on us as players, that's on everybody just trying to help him get caught up, and we'll just see how quickly that happens. You know, we have our own things to prepare for as well. So, you know, I do know with a bye week next week, that'll be huge for him to kind of get caught up to speed as well. So hopefully the quicker he can pick it up, the better.
How about the chemistry between the two of you? Because you will have to be on the same page at a certain point.
Yeah, that's the stuff sometimes takes time, takes a lot of communication. It might be watching film and showing him some looks or different things. But, you know, I just think with Deuce as his running back coach, I mean, Deuce does such a great job with all the running backs. I think he'll get him up to speed really quick, and, you know, we'll just have to communicate through that.
Have you talked to LeGarrette at all to kind of get a sense for where his
Yeah, LeGarrette seems great. I mean, he's just excited, just like all of us, that anytime you can add a player like that to help this team, you know, that's just going to make us better. So I know he's handled it really well, and I think he's excited about it.
Who are those leaders that you're talking about that'll be able to
Honestly, the beautiful part about this team, this locker room, we have a lot of guys, a lot of leadership. Some are younger-ish guys, some are older guys. We just have a lot of mature individuals that just want to win. So, you know, the usual leaders, the captains, you know, those are guys that first jump out. But we have a handful of other guys that will make sure we keep this train rolling.
When you play a team like Denver, who has struggled offensively, actually just mentioned the quarterback today, but defensively really good and good pass rush and they have a great secondary, is the game plan maybe more to play conservatively on offense and let the defense win it for you, or do you play every team the same way?
Yeah, I mean, we can't change our game plan because of what the offense does. Our game plan will stay the same. We're always an aggressive team, but again, like you said, this is a great defense. You know, they do fly around. They make plays. It's one of the better defenses we'll face all year. They're talented. They're talented, obviously, with Von Miller over there. You got to always know where he's at. You know, there's a reason he's always talked about as one of the best players in the league, and it shows up on tape. It shows up on tape. So we'll be aggressive. We'll keep our same kind of game plan, but we'll be smart with how we attack it.
He shows up on Miller. You say you need to know where he's at. Is he a player
You see him on tape every now and then. He'll kind of move. Sometimes he goes inside even. So, again, like I said, you just got to always know where he's at because he can change a game in a hurry.
In terms of preparing for the blitz, what kind of meetings do you have with, whether it's just with Jason or with the offensive line during the week to make sure everyone's on the same page?
Yeah, we have blitz meetings a couple times a week. I meet with coaches as well, and we just talk through a bunch of things. And then a lot of times Kelsey and I will, between periods at practice, we'll get together. All right, what are you seeing on that one? Watch tape together every now and then. So that's something we really focus on is protections and everything. And so I always feel going into each week that we have good game plan for that and a good communication for it each week.
You guys see it more than any other team, the blitz. Why do you think that is?
I'm not really sure exactly. I feel like we've handled it for the most part pretty well. sometimes things get home. But, you know, I'm not exactly sure why, but we just got to keep handling it. And, you know, at the same time, anytime a team does pressure, there's a chance for big plays, you know. So there's times we got to just learn how to capitalize on some of those things better.
Carson, we talk about your stats all the time, but the one thing that we haven't really talked about is that you've started every game last year, every game this year, just missed a couple snaps, I guess, last year. How proud are you of just being there every Sunday for your team? And there's not a lot of quarterbacks that start, you know, I don't want to jinx you or anything, but start every game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thankful. You know, I'm thankful, you know, this game, it's a physical one. It's a physical one, and injuries happen, as you see. You know, we have a handful of guys this year, a handful of leaders that are unfortunately down, and that's just football. So, honestly, it's you try and prevent injuries, do everything you can, but, you know, you can't. You just can't fully prevent those things. So I'm just honestly grateful that I've been able to stay healthy.
Carson, one of the things you had mentioned after last week's game was the slow start after the last couple of weeks. When you face a team like Denver, how much more of a focus would that be to kind of get off to a better start, a faster start?
Yeah, honestly, that's something we focus on every week. You know, that's something we want to I think the first couple games we did a good job of that. You know, we came out, scored early, you know, moved the ball. The last couple weeks we didn't. You know, the whole first quarters of the last two games were slow. We're sluggish, and so you don't want to overanalyze it, over, you know, do anything crazy about it, but it is something we always talk about, is just starting fast. And then the other thing is just sometimes teams come out and do different things, you know, and you got to kind of figure out what they want to do, figure out what their game plan is, and I think that's something we've done a good job of the last couple of weeks.
After the game, you spoke about putting the ball up and giving Alshon a chance to make plays. Is that something you're becoming more comfortable with, and is that out of character for you to kind of expose yourself in those situations?
Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, the second we got Alshon this offseason, I was like, there's going to be times where that's the case. You know, give him a shot, let him make a play. And it was great to finally see that kind of come out on Sunday. And, you know, we expect more of those. You know, they call it a 50-50 ball. We think it's higher odds than that Alshon's going to come down with the ball. And if not, you know, anytime you throw it downfield, there's a chance for defensive pass interference. So with a guy his size and with those ball skills, we'll give him that shot every now and then.
This defense is unique in that. I mean, they have premier pass rushers, two premier corners, a range of safety.
Yep.
Looking at that secondary, what is it that stands out to you when you see it?
Yeah, I mean, they play a lot of man coverage. A lot of man coverage, and they fly around. You know, they're not afraid to get up and jam receivers off the line, try and, you know, reroute them and everything. So they're talented. It's, like I said, this is one of the better defenses that we'll see. And so we just got to be able to make plays. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to making plays. But they're very talented all over the field.
You have five different guys who've caught a pass for 50 yards or more, which is really unusual. Obviously, the deep ball has become more of a weapon this year. How nice is it to have so many different guys who can make that play? And do you just see that those kind of plays deflating the defense?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you make a big play like that, it's huge. It's huge for momentum. It's huge for, you know, because sometimes it's just, as we go back to last year, it's hard sometimes to get 10, 15, 20 play drives and just keep moving the chains. That can be tough. And so anytime you can get a big play and strike like that, it's huge. And the way we can spread it out, you know, we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, it just makes us tough to defend. Makes us tough to defend because at any time somebody can make a big play. You know, we have a handful of weapons, and I'm really thankful for that because we can just spread it out and make it tough on defenses.
Thanks
everybody.
Thanks,